This is Nudist Apollo, a The Authority ficlet, written by Synth and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen. Based off the prompt, Klein Aspar replied to your post, "I remember what I wanted to say. Apollo strikes me as a person who'd walk or fly around naked everywhere if he could. I hope there was an authority meeting regarding this at some point. Happy face." It's more of an intervention than a team meeting. The rest of the team snags Apollo when Midnighter is off carrier doing something that's guaranteed to get them some nasty press in the coming days. "I don't care how much Midnighter likes it," Jack says, with a faint curl to his mouth as he stares Apollo down. "You need to put on some damn clothes around here." Apollo crosses his arms over his bare chest and scowls. "Why?" "You can't save the world while you're naked," Angie says, with a faint frown on her face, as she waves in a way that encompasses all of Apollo's body. "It's not right." Scowling, Apollo mimics Angie's gesture, gaze landing heavily on the gleaming metal of her nanite-covered skin.
"You do it," he points out. "You're naked all the time."
Angie's eyes narrow sharply.
"No, I don't. And I'm not naked."
Angie clears her throat, even though she hasn't needed to cough in years, and then somehow manages to look down her nose at Apollo, despite him towering over her. "And besides, it's distracting." Angie turns to where Shen is perched on one end of the conference table.
"Tell him, Shen."
When Shen shrugs, her wings flutter.
I don't want to get into this," she hedges,
eyes darting between Apollo and Angie.
"I really don't. Shen!"
Apollo barely gets out Shen's name before Angie interrupts him.
"Tell him how distracting it is to fly into battle behind his naked ass," she demands. "How is anyone supposed to take us seriously with his junk flopping all over the place?"
The end. This is
Fuck the Multiverse,
a The Authority fanfic written by Synth and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13. And contains the pairing Apollo-Midnighter. Summary. I was thinking about that post about, like, characters accidentally seeing their doubles making out, and of fucking course I started thinking about Apollo and Midnighter, and how Apollo has the shittiest luck with multiverse doubles.
Sobs, because they'll never get to see their doubles make out, or have the foursome of my dreams with said doubles.
"Just once, I'd like to go to a universe where I'm not dead or where we're still together,"
Apollo hisses through clenched teeth, scowling at his husband as they walk toward the carrier's doors, along with the rest of their team.
"I'm starting to think that the multiverse has it out for us."
There's a twitch in Midnighter's cheek, a flex of his jaw that belies his desire to laugh at Apollo. Thankfully, Midnighter manages to rein in that desire.
"The last Earth we landed on wasn't that bad,"
Midnighter hedges after a long moment, mouth twisting briefly into a slight frown.
"At least we're both alive there."
Apollo doesn't even bother to hide his huff.
"Nice try," he mutters,
with what is an overwhelming amount of bitterness leaching into his voice.
"But an hour after the carrier let us out, that Earth's Apollo got shot down out of the sky by their Midnighter."
Midnighter scowls.
"What about that other Earth? You know, the one where we worked for Stormwatch without Bendix fucking us up first."
"I had a buzz cut,"
Apollo snarls, feeling energy crackle in the air around them. "And as far as I can tell, we weren't together there either."
"According to Jenny, it is a young universe,"
Midnighter is trying to help. He doesn't have to, and God knows that he probably won't for a while after the way that Apollo is snapping at him. Apollo will eventually feel bad about snarling when his husband is just trying to help, but still. Midnighter's not the one that keeps being killed, or dumped, or both. You don't think that alone is proof of how much the multiverse has it out for me? Apollo lifts a hand to his long white hair, almost petting it, before he catches himself and puts his hand down. I'm either dead or mutilated. Even in baby universes. What the hell does the multiverse have against me? The end. This is Aftermath, a The Authority fanfic written by Synth and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Apollo Midnighter. Summary. Written after Grayson 1. If Midnighter won't be able to remember Dick's face, what would he actually remember of their fight? So you can't remember anything about the person that kicked your ass? Midnighter shrugs, the gesture incredibly unhelpful and immediately annoying to everyone in the carrier's off-duty infirmary. Nothing? Angie says, disbelief heavy in her voice. No, he growls, tilting his head to the side so that Apollo can get a good look at the bruises that darken his jaw. A moment later, when Apollo finishes fussing over him, Midnighter frowns. Wait, there is one thing I remember about that guy. Angie pulls up a screen in midair, fingers hovering expectantly over the input panels. Yes? Smirking, Midnighter crosses his arms over his chest. His ass.
Excuse me?
Angie and Apollo blurt out at the same time. Angie looks annoyed, as is usual with him, but Apollo looks interested. Midnighter shrugs. I can't remember anything about his face or fighting style, so he's probably with Spiral or one of Checkmate's operatives, he says. But he must have had a great ass, because it's the only thing I can remember about him. The gleaming metal on Angie's brow wrinkles with a frown. You're a great ass, she mutters under her breath. And just how do you expect me to use this information to identify him? Midnighter waves away Angie's concerns. It's the second best ass in the multiverse, he drawls, slinging his uninjured left arm around Apollo's waist and hauling him in close despite his husband's put-upon size. I'll recognize it, and him, anywhere. The end. This is First Meetings, Apollo and Dick. A, The Authority, Grayson, Crossover Ficlet. Written by Synth and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen. Summary. Fleet Sparrow. Dick meeting just Apollo for the first time. Oh my god. Dick knows he sounds like one of his students at St. Hadrian's, but he can't help it. He really can't. Hell, Dick can't even remember to breathe regularly as he watches this freaking massive tank of a metahuman touched down on the roof where he'd been working on surveillance for Helena and Spiral. The guy is huge. Bigger than Bruce, and honest to God, hotter than Superman. The blonde-haired metahuman that lands just feet away from Dick is no joke. He looks like he eats guys like Dick for breakfast. Oh my god. All Dick can do is stare, and hope that Helena isn't listening to him stammer on his end of the comms. Instead of doing, well, any of the things that Dick is expecting, the man moves to crouch down in front of Dick. He's holding a photograph in one hand, a black and white mugshot of a guy with skin so scarred that he makes Dick look like a blank canvas. Do you recognize this man? Dick's mind is obviously still stuck in between flight and fight. He blinks up at the guy, eyes wide. Who are you? He doesn't get an answer. The meta rolls his pale blue eyes, uttering a disgusted sigh at how utterly useless Dick is, and then lifts off without so much as an apology for dropping down on Dick like that. The blowback from his takeoff sends Dick sprawling across the top of the roof, and yet he still can't make himself look away from the trail of golden light blazing through the sky. The comm unit in Dick's ear buzzes once before Helena gets on the line. What's going on up there? Helena barks in his ear. The sensors in your suit just registered an unknown metahuman in your presence. Who the hell was that? Dick shakes his head, and then remembers belatedly to answer Helena over the comms. I have no idea, but I know I'm going to find out. The end. This is Proposal, Apollo Midnighter, a The Authority Ficlet, written by Synth and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Apollo Midnighter. Summary. Klein Asbar, Apollo Midnighter Proposal? Honestly, they're a bit backward. Marriage was supposed to come first, not a kid. But then, Jenny isn't any old kid, and theirs isn't anything close to a normal life. They've had Jenny on the carrier for 2 months before the subject of marriage even comes up. Shen brings it up one morning. Real morning, not that period every 40 minutes where the carrier is flooded with weak sunlight. She's perched on a chair in the meeting room, picking at her breakfast while across the table from her, Apollo and Midnighter do their best to feed Jenny Q her own meal. You three are so cute, it's sickening, Shen says, squinting at the trio across from her, as if she doesn't quite know how to parse the sight of Midnighter spooning oatmeal into Jenny Q's frowning mouth. How is it that you two aren't married and even more disgusting yet? Over Jenny's head, Apollo and Midnighter share a look. That never came up, Apollo says. We've been busy, Midnighter points out. No more oatmeal, Jenny says at the top of her lungs, as she melts the spoon with a wave of her little fingers and sends oatmeal splattering across the table in front of Shen. Shen pushes away from the top of the table, frowning as she takes in the way that Apollo and Midnighter are looking at each other as if no one else exists in the world aside from them. If they get any soppier, Shen's going to find a hose and use it on them. Maybe Shen shouldn't have brought up marriage, even as a joke. Ugh. The end. This is First Date, Midnighter Apollo. A The Authority fanfic, written by Synth and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Midnighter Apollo. Summary. JJJ at 3 a.m. Could you do Midnighter and Apollo? First date? It isn't much of one. They're still on the run after 4 years, trying to keep 2 steps ahead of Bendix and whatever plans he has in place for them. No matter what, that doesn't necessarily lend to a perfect environment for romance. God, Apollo can't even remember the last time he had a real shower. To put it mildly, they smell ripe and look even worse. But that doesn't stop the little jolt to Apollo's chest when Midnighter tells him that they're going to do something for themselves for a change. Something together. Bendix be damned. Several hours later, Midnighter brings back takeout to the empty warehouse they've been staying in somewhere in New York, the heavy bag smeared with blood on the outside. "Where'd you get the food?" Apollo asks. Midnighter grins, pleased with himself, as he sets the bags down on the floor in between the piles of cardboard and threadbare blankets that they've been using as bedding. "Russian restaurant," he says. "It was a front for smugglers. Now it's just a bloody health hazard." There's a faint smear of watery blood on Midnighter's face, and before Apollo can stop to think about it, he reaches out to wipe it away with his thumb. Unlike previous times, Apollo doesn't pull back immediately. They stand there, close enough to kiss if they want. And all Apollo can do is stare at the man.
"Do you think Bendix is still watching for us?"
Apollo asks. Midnighter shrugs, a smile like a snarl on his face.
"Probably. Why? You planning on giving the little turd a show?"
The end.